Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm David Brown, and it's Tuesday, August 21st. Reaching for that faded pair of blue jeans this morning? When it comes to fashion, denim is old, reliable, practical, versatile, but unexciting. Or at least it's unexciting to VF Corporation, which owns Wrangler and Lee Jeans. VF also owns shoe brands like Vans and outdoor and activewear brands like North Face and Smart Wool. One rapidly growing category at VF, so-called athleisure. That's fashionable exercise gear like yoga pants that can transition from the gym to the office or coffee shop. Well, last week, VF announced that it's splitting into two publicly traded companies. It will spin off Wrangler and Lee into an as-yet unnamed business that'll be located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Think of it as the solid, mature cash cow selling denim to baby boomers. VF's outdoor and activewear brands will move to a new headquarters in Denver. What's happening? For the last several years, those comfy, stretchy yoga pants have been gaining ground on denim. In 2017, for the first time, there were more yoga pants imported into the U.S. than blue jeans. We're just not in love with denim anymore. Jean sales have dropped almost 15% in the U.S. in the last 4 years. Jeans and athleisure wear have less and less in common, it seems. VF's theory is that splitting into two companies will make it easier to run each business. So Levi Strauss must be following suit, right? Wrong. Leave it to a company born in the gold rush to stand by its roots. Levi's didn't buy an athleisure brand, but it did redesign some jeans to be stretchier and better fitting. Sticking to its knitting paid off for Levi's. Revenues grew 8% last year, the best since 2011. So, should fashion companies sprint away from denim? Don't put on those running shoes just yet, Levi's might say. Hey, that's it for today's episode. Go change into something comfy, why don't you? And if you like our show, check out the episode notes. Just tap or swipe over the cover art. You'll also see some offers from our sponsors, and we hope you can support our show by supporting them. Thanks for being with us. See you tomorrow. I'm David Brown. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.